Welcome you to this Friday morning segment on 1390 KBEC, where we visit with our friends from Ennis Regional Medical Center. We do that every other Friday. This is a very special Friday because actually tonight we kick off all the festivities for the National Polka Festival in Ennis. They've got the King and Queen Dance tonight and then all the festivities and activities that take place on Saturday and Sunday. And we're happy to have with us David Lewis. He is the Director of Patient Care Services and Risk Management for Ennis Regional Medical Center, registered nurse. The BSN and the CCCC, you may have to explain to me, David. What does that all stand for?
I have my bachelor's degree in nursing, and I'm a certified cardiovascular care coordinator.
Wow, very nice. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Nice to have you with us.
Enjoy.
Give us a little of your background. How long have you been with Ennis Regional Medical Center?
I have been with Ennis Regional 11 and a half years now.
Oh, wow.
And started over in the old building and helped move into the new building and have been in my current role since 2010.
Oh, wow.
So been there a little while.
Yeah, you've got a little history.
A little history there.
Well, that's nice. And are you a native of Ennis? Or
I grew up in Lancaster.
Okay.
But my family, my father grew up in Bardwell.
Oh, wow.
So I still have lots of kin kind of running around in Ennis. And I tell people there, you know, take care of them like they're my family because I will hear about it at a family reunion somewhere down the line.
Chances are they are your family, right?
Exactly, so right.
Very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about the National Polka Festival. It's just one of the biggest events that happens in our area every year. And let's talk about what role does Ennis Regional Medical Center play in the festival?
Well, this is the 52nd annual Polka Festival, and it celebrates the Czech heritage that Ennis started years ago. And even really kind of goes back into the hospital's heritage in that the hospital was founded by the railroad companies years ago for the Czechs and the people that came in to run the railroads through Ennis. So been a part of it for a long time. We've been participating in the downtown activities for the last 5 years by having a booth there that we provide first aid. And the last 3 years, we've also taught hands-only CPR to where we'll have around 200 people every year that will go through, and we bring out the mannequins and teach them how to save a life by doing CPR and provide other information about early heart attack care. And this year, we'll have our new cardiac rehab department to talk about. So it's been a excellent opportunity for us to serve in the community and provide some basic first aid. We are front and center right off of Ennis Avenue. get the best seats for the parade that goes through on Saturday every year, and hand out goodies, and we provide water. That's one of the main things that goes on in there is especially it seems like we're going to have a hotter forecast for this year, is to make sure people stay hydrated.
And, yeah, a lot of times, you know, they get to imbibing in the brewski, and sometimes they forget about what they really need to hydrate their bodies, and it don't take long in that heat to wilt.
It does.
In those situations. And the very important what you're saying about the CPR. You know, we've heard people say you don't ever plan on having an event that happens to you, a cardiac event of any type, but so often it happens when you're in a situation just like this. You're walking around a lot. It may be hot. There's a lot going on. It's good to know that there are folks out there who are ready to respond.
And we're there. We'll have an ambulance there with the American Medical AMR. Our ambulance service they post someone there. They stay with us. And the Ennis Police Department's disaster response team is there. So we're ready for about everything that can come through and assist in however we need to and can get them to the hospital if they need to.
And will this be... what days are we talking about that you guys will be
We'll be stationed there Saturday from about 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday and from about 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday.
Okay.
Is available. Typically, Saturday is the biggest day, of course.
Right.
Sunday, a little bit slower. We're there, and we'll have bottles of water for everyone there for free. We don't charge, and give it a chance to talk about the hospital and just to be there to support the community in one of our biggest events. How many? About 10,000 a year?
It's 50,000
a year.
How many people show up at that? And if you've ever been, made your way through the halls and had a chance to enjoy all of that, it's wall to wall, folks. Yeah. So that 50,000 over the course of two full days and then that evening, pretty impressive number.
Pretty impressive. And it's nice to see there's chance to imbibe in some Pivo while you're there. But
that's right.
It's always been a real family event here the last few years there for families.
And great music and such good folks.
Good food. And
now, who's going to be managing that EMRC first aid station?
I'll be helping direct it through that, and we'll have our clinical staff that will be available. We'll have one of our ICU nurses that's volunteered that will be there as well. Some folks from radiology. It's all volunteers from our different facilities. If we're not using staff at the hospital, they'll come over and help us there while we're there as well. So always well staffed. We'll always have the ambulance, the AMR medics that are there as well, celebrating EMS week that week, kind of the tail end of
and
it.
And that's
with them.
Something how that all works.
So it's all really kind of going to be a busy week for us as we celebrate there. And they've always been a good partner with us, and it's, you know, especially if you have a disaster, or, you know, God forbid something occurs, then we're there and ready to respond as quickly as possible. And always stay alert. That's the main thing. Just, you know, be ready, and you know, we're right there and ready to respond if something needs to happen.
We're chatting with David Lewis, who is the Director of Patient Care Services and Risk Management, and the presence that ERMC is going to have at the National Polka Festival, which gets underway tonight and then runs through the weekend, too. So just on a ballpark figure, David, you talked about volunteers who are being trained to help out, and then the staff that will be helping from Ennis Regional Medical Center. Just kind of a ballpark figure, how many people do you think will be in force and ready to help when called upon?
Throughout the – for us there, we'll have of course, the extra ambulance there. So we'll have three ambulances available in the community.
Wow.
Plus the emergency response team. The Ennis Police Department has, you know, quick response teams that are available. Our staff will be fully staffed at the hospital as well. And we'll have maybe 20 to 30 volunteers that'll be there throughout the time, too, in various stages. But we'll be ready to go and assist and triage if needed. Fortunately, it's been a safe event over the
I was about to say, you really hope that you're just standing around twiddling
exactly,
your thumbs and handing out bottles of water, right?
If I hand out bottles of water and put on an occasional Band-Aid, we're ecstatic. You know, in the past, we've had some who waiting in lines at some of the poo to get overwhelmed and with the heat, and our EMS is responses.
And we
there.
Know in late May, it's not just the heat, it's the humidity, right?
The humidity, exactly.
That is involved there, too, that can really take a toll.
So it's been a, you know, I think we've had rather responses to some of the other events. We've had an event a few years ago at the Bluebonnet Festival with an accident. Hospital helped respond and take patients from that. We weren't there at the time, but the emergency response system for the county was very, very responsive and took care of that, I think, 33 casualties in that event.
Wow.
At that point in time. So getting those dispersed and the care they needed was
It's like
good.
The old saying, it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it, right?
We meet routinely with our local EMS and the county and to discuss preparations. We have a monthly meeting with them, too, to discuss emergency preparations and participating with the North Texas Trauma Regional Advisory Council, too, that provides us resources and to help us prepare. We have drills routinely.
Well, yeah, so. Because the coordination of this event, David, not only because of what you're talking about downtown, but then we have the halls, which are spread out and, you know, heaven forbid, but if somebody gets hurt doing the chicken dance or something, and you get a call, have to take care of that, you guys have to be ready to go.
And we are Level 4 designated trauma center that we have been, had that, maintained that designation since 2007. Lots of different criteria and quality things that we have to do to make sure our staff are all trained in the care of trauma patients and our physicians, that they're making sure they keep up with that process there. That's been something that we've tried to maintain for quality of care and you know, commitment to the community. You know, if you look at our community, you know, community needs assessment that we had recently, some of those things, trauma is one of the bigger areas in as the community is growing. Heart and vascular disease, too. We've become a certified chest pain center in 2016. So those are things that we put a focus on to meet the needs of our community as we go out and look at those. We don't have all the resources of a big major medical center in Dallas, but we can get you where you need to go. It's kind of that slingshot effect.
Sure.
You know, it's better to not be in a car and try and drive yourself an hour to one of those facilities. We have the capabilities of stabilizing you, and if we can't keep you there, we'll get you where you need to go.
Well, the speed of the initial response is what's important.
Exactly.
And then once you get that done, then you can go from there if you need to. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about ERMC's community engagement mission. You guys, every week we're talking about ways that you're giving back to the community and working with the community. Tell us a little bit about that engagement mission.
Being part of that, you know, and the choice of having health care in the community, you know, being a part of that new mission that the city of Ennis is putting out, and being able to stay local and have those processes. So we want to make sure that we have quality health care. You know, we're a 4-star award winning facility, ranking our hospital corporation, LifePoint, just won the Eisenberg National Patient Safer Nationals.
We chatted about that with your head honcho one day. So.
Well, our facility won our corporation's award.
Nice.
So we're the best of the best. That's what I would like to say.
Well, that's a good way to put it, too. And it's one of the reasons we like to sit down and chat with you guys, because there is so much that you're doing.
You know, I chose to go to Ennis Regional because it was where my family is from. You know, I have opportunities to go and worked in Dallas for a lot of my career, and I've been doing this for 33 years now. So to come back and be able to provide care for the home in the family and being in the community, it's a lot nicer healthcare than having a name or just having a number or a disease, room number.
Well, and you're a little more vested when it's in your community too, right? And,
because you have to be careful because you see them at church, Walmart, family reunions.
Well, we've been talking with David Lewis, and he is the Director of Patient Care Services and Risk Management for Ennis Regional Medical Center. Everybody have a great time at the National Polka Festival, but you'll feel a little bit better knowing you'll be kept safe and healthy by our friends at ERMC doing their thing. And you can tune in every other Friday here on 1390 KBEC for this segment. Stay tuned. Our flea market show is coming up next.